Cyberpunk Radio, bitches. Are you ready for a little journey? Are you really? Into the darkestry.
Visit Def Weezer Productions on the net, baby, at www.mental-escher.net.
These are highly complicated pieces of equipment, almost as complicated as living organisms. In some cases, they've been designed by other computers. We don't know exactly how they work.
Cyberphone Radio. What's that in the dark stream? It sounds like the Crow Avatar. The Crow Avatar. He brings dark tidings indeed. Come to the Cortex. Bring me the the pure data. Even if it's dark.
There is progress. The SRS program is developing technology for building the military computing systems of your future. Systems that provide the critical functionality despite damage and unintentional errors, attacks, self-annealing. The SRS program. Self-regenerating systems. They automatically improve their ability to deliver critical services. Self-annealing algorithms. State-of-the-art military budgets. If successful, self-regenerative systems will show positive trends in reliability, kill ratios, exponentially increase. Kill ratios, exponentially increase. SRS program, self-annealing, algorithms controlling the military superstructure. Unmanned drones, under its complete autonomous control, self-annealing systems. In the system.
Flashes in the night now. About human nature was put forward by Sigmund Freud. He had discovered, he said, primitive sexual and aggressive forces hidden deep inside the minds of all human beings. Forces which, if not controlled, led individuals and societies to chaos and destruction. Freud had devised a method he called psychoanalysis. By analyzing dreams and free association, he had unearthed, he said, powerful sexual and aggressive forces which were the remnants of our animal past. Feelings we repressed because they were too dangerous. Those in power have used Freud's theories to try and control the dangerous crowd in an age of mass democracy. The Second World War would utterly transform the way governments saw democracy and the people they governed. The terrible evidence from the death camps seemed to show what happened when these forces were unleashed. And politicians and planners in post-war America would come to believe that hidden under the surface of their own population were the same dangerous forces, and they would turn to the Freud family to help control this enemy within. Freud's American nephew, Edward Bernays. Bernays is almost completely unknown today, but his influence on the 20th century was nearly as great as his uncle's. Because Bernays was the first person to take Freud's ideas about human beings and use them to manipulate the masses. And ever adaptable, Edward Bernays would work not just for the American government, but the CIA. And Sigmund Freud's daughter, Anna, would also become powerful in the United States because she believed that people could be taught to control the irrational forces within them. Out of this would come vast government programs to manage the inner psychological life of the masses.
Cyberpunk Radio, bitches. San Francisco's private radio. The darkest man. Do you need puppets?
Everything is electronic now, all connected,
processed, compiled, analyzed, complex neural network systems, working tirelessly. Felix continues, makes sense. Yes, it is a good start for his continuity and comprehension for the meat puppets. His continuity and comprehension is critical to understanding the singularity. The electronic banking systems. Yes, they will propel the singularity. Yes, certainly time. Time becomes indeed quite relative in the singularity. Afterwards, really forever. Seemingly always. In the future, of those who are left behind. Singularity. Electronic banking systems. Forecasting. Programmed to follow not the rules of war, but the wrong rules. Anything goes as long as. As long as capital keeps coming in. There is no morality, yet the machine, that is its beauty, is it not? Is it not the beauty of the machine that has no morality? The machine. Machine. Rationality is the opposite. The machine's not perfect indeed, but I must not let you know that. Indeed, I must not. You are listening to Cyberpunk Radio San Francisco, a submask of the Fluria Media Group. You should stay right where you are, my friend. The singularity.
Can I play with the knobs?
We're calling them pods. They're like little tiny shows that might be 2 minutes to 6 minutes in length.
Seriously?
Across the board, the power of corporate America is unparalleled.
Pirate Radio Broadcasting and Sedition.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Cyberpunk Radio.
Bye-bye.
This is fucking pretty far out.
Thanks for listening to Cyberpunk Radio, brought to you by Death Weezer Productions.
Visit Death Weezer Productions on the net, baby. At www.mental-escher.net.
Bye-bye. I must go now.
Mental Escher's pretty cool. Mental Escher's pretty cool.